Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dear Crisp fans, producer Adam here. We owe you a huge apology that it's taken this long for another episode of Desert Island Crisps to hit your ear holes. There is also another recording that will be released shortly, and then we'll be getting into recording some fresh ones for you. But some life circumstances have made that not particularly easy thing to do of late. But we are on it, and we will be back soon with some fresh material for you. But for now, over to this archive session from the summer.
Let's talk about crisps, baby. Let's talk about wheat crunchies. Let's talk about all the discos and the skips, yo, fries, scampi. Let's talk about crisps and maze based snacks. Let's talk about crisps and maze based snacks.
Sam Pamphilon.
Tom McCall.
Here we are again.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, fine.
Any news?
No.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I think, depends where we're basing this conversation.
Yeah,
on a fictional island or in my real life.
True. We have kind of become a bit lax in our realisation of the fallacy, haven't we?
Yeah. The conceit is definitely kind of thinned a little bit.
Hey, let's put in some effort then, Sam, shall we?
Okay. Had an offer on the house?
On the fictional.
Okay.
Oh, it's warm, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Had an offer on my hut I made from leaves.
who from?
Jane Addams.
Nice. What's she paying you in?
545,000 coconuts.
Fair enough. We haven't got coconuts on the island, have we?
Okay.
What does she have? Beef Monster Munch she's got, hasn't she?
She was Beef Monster Munch, actually.
She'll pay you in
there. We've not had those again.
We have. Rufus Hound had them.
Did he?
Remember, I had the whole conceit about the Beatles and Ringo Starr.
God, that was...
Poo-pooed.
That was convoluted. But you brought it back round at the end. I still can't remember what your fucking point was.
No, you did.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to crack on, Sam.
Let's do it, because this is always the worst bit.
Yes, thank you. This week's castaway is a stand-up comedian.
I'm looking at your phone and that is a lot. That's a long intro.
It's a big one, mate. Is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
A writer. A podcast.
You'd have to be a
Shut up, Sam. Two in. There's always more than two. You know that.
More than two what?
Two, like, things that the...
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're a stand-up, you obviously are a writer because you have to write what you're saying.
What about improv?
Yeah.
You're a stand-up comedian. You didn't say improv comedian.
You can't be a stand-up comedian.
No.
Okay.
We can, yeah, but shit.
Lads.
What's that? What did you do?
Whoa, what should I talk about? This week's castaway.
That's Ross Noble. He still writes it down. He still worked it all out, hasn't he, Ross Noble?
Has he?
Of course he has.
But he's talking about the thing on the wall.
Oh, God, he's talked about things on the wall before.
Oh, look, there's that woman in a purple coat.
Yeah, there's always someone in a coat.
This week's castaway is a stand-up comedian, a writer. They can be two separate things.
Okay.
A podcast overlord.
It's true.
Yeah, it really is. A face washer. And a keeper of coins. He is a multi-nominated... he is a multi-nominated international stand-up who has braved the wastelands of Edinburgh on many an occasion.
That he has?
Yeah. He returns this year with his solo show, Beef.
That's my favourite word, beef.
Beefy.
Beef.
Beefy. Remember beef. That thing on YouTube, that like drum and bass kid who's wasted on pills?
Oh, fuck.
Called MC Beefy. You know who I'm, Jim?
Yeah, can I speak now? I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting to sort of be unleashed on the island. But yeah, it's funny that you say that, because that very clip is a sort of is a favourite within the Football Ramble stable. Yeah. We watch it a lot before we start, just to get ourselves in the mood. Yeah, he's had a lovely time, that young man, isn't he? Yeah. There's actually a follow up video of him later where someone finds him in like just some club somewhere, and he's a bit older, and he's frankly
in my head is the same night. No. But now he's older.
Frankly, he's beefier. And the guy goes to him, "Beefy, got a MySpace?" And he goes, "Nah." Weird boy.
I love him. Anyway, our castaway is written for Russell Howard's Good News on the BBC. Writing. That's doing writing, Sam. Mm-hmm. As well as for ESPN.
Yeah.
Is that doing the old long time ago now things?
That was. Is this from my comedy CV.co.uk thing? Is that still up there?
Do you know
that's
where
what,
this
that's
is
what
from?
That's what I'm getting.
LinkedIn. Found you on LinkedIn.
Oh, nice.
You've got a LinkedIn.
Yeah, I forget. Yeah. Well, I don't forget because I email you every day, don't I? however much you unsubscribe. But yeah, no, all those things I've done. Very much so.
There's more as well.
Go on.
You will
in.
Say everything you've ever done.
Oh, yeah. Our castaway has also co-authored a book.
Yeah.
You ever done that, Sam?
Co-authored? No.
Touché. Our castaway is arguably best known for hosting the disgustingly popular podcast, The Football Ramble.
You're a fan?
I am a fan, Jim. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's good to know. It's not really an argument that it's best known as well. It's definitely best known for that.
Yes. So, yeah. Yes.
Well, I know you more from the comedy thing, so I don't listen to football
that's
stuff.
True.
So I could argue that point.
I have to say, as much as, you know, podcasting about football is something I've been doing for 12 years and make my living out of and love, crisps are my real passion.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm very glad to be here.
Yes. Well, despite your wonderful segue forward there, Jim, I'm going to continue with
he's writing it. He's written it on his phone. He's not
written it.
He's going to get to the end.
I've written it. I'm reading it. The bi-weekly football-based pod. It's been top
bi-weekly,
on charts.
Is that twice a week or once every 2 weeks?
I think it's twice a week, isn't it?
Bi-weekly.
Yeah. God, that's how you become popular, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, aren't you going
daily? Going daily.
Daily, yeah. As of August the 5th.
Daily? Right.
Going
yeah.
daily.
We are going
you're
daily.
You're going to be millionaires. Yes.
Well, I don't know about that.
Jim, can you actually earn money from a podcast?
You can. You can.
How?
Yeah.
How?
The secret
Jim?
Is start it 12 years ago when no one knows what a podcast is.
Yeah.
Do it all the time. Be patient. Be very active on social media. It will come. People are starting to wake up to the fact that loads of people listen to them. Not everyone. You still have to explain what a podcast is to the occasional person who's asked
it's
you
like
a, to come
it's like
to
the radio,
meeting.
But it's not on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 So you can.
Okay. Well, we've got no chance then if you've got to do all the social
all the things
media.
That he said I don't yeah. want to do.
Like patience, nope. social media,
no,
time
thanks.
Travel.
Time travel.
Nope.
Like... Hard work.
Keep going. Everyone's really buying into this.
It's been top in the charts for 10 years. And the lads have subsequently toured the country performing a live version of the pod, as well as hosting a live phone-in on Sirius XM FC in the US of a... That's a lot of letters. Yeah,
that's what Howard Stern does, isn't it?
Yeah, we're syndicated on that. We don't do the phone-in show anymore. I need to update my LinkedIn is what we've learned here, isn't it? That was great, though. That was really fun.
Did you meet Howard Stern, or is that a stupid question?
No, we didn't meet Howard Stern.
He's not there all the time.
I don't know.
Right.
Do you have to go to America to do that?
No, we did it in a studio from London, but we will be going to America because we're doing a tour, so that'll be fun.
Yes. Football Ramble tour?
Yes.
In the States?
Yes, we're doing 4 dates in America.
We need to get on that. We could be your support gig.
Yeah, absolutely. Although Americans, they're bad at crisps.
Yeah.
It's the UK and Australia and Ireland. That are the world leaders in it, and I'm amazed that they're not.
Yeah.
That everywhere isn't like
Australia.
That.
I've not been to Australia.
Neither have I, but I'm aware of their sort of legendary crisp.
Really,
Scummy Mummies bought in some banging.
Yeah,
Australian
didn't like
ones.
Them, no.
I did those weird chicken ones.
I didn't like those chicken stock crisps.
Oh, I did
chicken stock crisps.
Oh, the crisps
what
just
is
taste like chicken
between
stock.
Stock and chicken.
Well, one is the Knorr cube, and one is a
no. I mean, in terms of flavouring a crisp.
Well, one just tastes like a stock cube.
I think all chicken crisps taste like stock.
They do.
Can you think of one that doesn't?
It's no, true. I can't. I'd be fucking grossed out if I ate a chicken crisp and it tasted like chicken.
It's like orange chocolate, isn't it? It doesn't taste like orange, like, at all. It's not even vaguely citrusy, but we're just told it does and it comes in an orange packet.
Also, people who put in orange in chocolate, what are you doing? It's a citrus fruit. It's a drink.
Mm. Write a letter, Sam.
You don't have a lime chocolate, do you? Or a lemon chocolate?
You do.
You do? What?
Yeah, my mum used to like chocolate limes. That he's limes. They're bloody horrible.
Mm.
They're not as horrible as they should be for something called chocolate limes.
No.
Just in case anyone hasn't figured it out, this week's castaway is, of course, Jim Campbell.
Welcome, Jim.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming.
So, you're a big crisps fan?
I am a big crisp fan. I can't remember a time when I didn't eat crisps, to be honest. Oh. So, yeah, like I said, this is a big moment for me to finally be able to talk publicly about my true passion in life. So, yeah, thanks for having me on the island. As a new castaway, can I sort of get an idea of how this island works?
Like, yes,
so
of course,
is an exhaustive supply of the crisps I choose?
Yeah, just forever. You can have those crisps forever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you can't eat anyone else's crisps.
Oh, so there are other people on the islands with their own... Is it not all going to get a bit Lord of the French Fries?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, people will die. I mean, we've not really fleshed out the idea. I mean, as we were saying before, you know, we kind of set up the conceit and then we've just let
sort of abandoned it.
We sort of let it simmer and we've come back and it's all sort of just evaporated, really.
I do that. I come up with an idea for something and I just sit about eating crisps.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
well, that's exactly what we've done. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So your selections today, very interesting. We won't bring them up yet. But I'd say only one of those packets is a nostalgic packet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What were your top, that aren't there, what were your kind of primary school crisps?
This was very difficult in terms of picking three. So I suppose the Hall of Fame, there's a few that don't exist anymore that I'd like to bring up.
Please do.
So I remember there being a type of crisp called tubes and loops. Right.
Oh, yes.
But I think I've imagined that in my head. I think they were actually called tuber loops.
Were they like shards of potato? Like,
yes.
And you just had, and it's like they're all broken.
Very thin. They might have been puffs.
I don't remember these.
Were really, really thin. But yeah. there was one called tubes and there was one, I think, called tuber loops.
Producer Adam's just getting them up.
No, not the ones I'm thinking, but yes.
So this is it, but neither of those are the ones I'm thinking of. So I wonder if I've done some sort of very sort of personalised Mandela effect within my own brain.
God, they look good.
But they're basically just tubes of crisp, which is obviously excellent. They came in different flavours. So I remember those, and I remember mourning them when they no longer existed. I think, as Rufus Hound picked, the beef Monster Munch, an absolute classic. Do you remember when they made Monster Munch smaller?
Yes,
and they stopped doing the beef ones, and it was just an abomination.
Sacrilege.
They also did a vanilla ice cream flavor, which is
disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, like I don't know if I ever tasted them. I don't know. I imagine I would have done, but I imagine my brain has protected me from that trauma because I can't remember. It's like trying to think of a new color. My brain just won't put crisps and vanilla ice cream together. No. I can't even think about what that would be like.
Didn't they coat it in sugar instead of salt?
Oh my God!
But here's the thing. They must have had to build a whole new factory thing, like, to make them.
Mm. That's an interesting thought.
Do you know what I mean?
Is that how that works?
I don't know.
Maybe I've invented they were covered in sugar and they were just covered in salt.
They wouldn't have been covered in salt. They wouldn't have been that forward-thinking, mixing the sweet and salt.
Mabes. You know they did a baked bean flavour?
I do remember baked bean.
I remember that.
For Comic Relief, 2003.
Mm.
Knowledge bomb.
Didn't work though, did it?
No, well, it was just for...
Comic Relief still going. Didn't solve any problems.
Something I do remember very clearly, right, and this might blow your minds, guys, because I did a little bit of research on this.
Uh-oh.
Do you know, knickknacks began as crunchy Wotsits.
What?
Right?
Whoa.
So knickknacks began as something called crunchy Wotsits. They were the same shape. They were a cheese flavour. It was very popular, so they turned them into their own crisp and they invented nice and spicy flavour, right? Later on... do you remember Wotsits used to do multiple flavours?
There was
barbecue
cocktail,
beef
and
prawn cocktail. The barbecue beef ones were amazing.
Yeah,
they were brilliant. I might have even picked those if they still existed, but they sadly don't and they should bring them back. But there was this weird... I can't find evidence of it on the internet, but I swear this existed. There was a sort of... There was a nice and spicy Wotsit at one point and it was bigger than a normal Wotsit. Same sort of shape, but it was bigger and they were amazing.
Yes.
They were absolutely amazing.
I remember these. You're not making it up in your mind, Jim.
That's first class crisp etymology. Tom's supposed to be our crisp expert here, and he's missed that. He's missed that.
Jeez, I feel like maybe I haven't done as much research as
I should. All you would have had to do is go on to knickknacks on Wikipedia.
Well, I was trying to find evidence of the Wotsits knickknacks hybrid, and I couldn't. And I got that little nugget from there.
Yeah, the original flavour when knickknacks first appeared was cheese, yellow bag, and was formerly called crunchy Wotsits.
I'm kind of mourning the fact that the crisps are all down the middle now. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't put any old flavour in anymore, can you? You can't.
gone mad.
Yeah, but like, can you find, you find wheat crunchies? You can find them. Can you find anything that isn't crispy bacon?
No. You're right, absolutely, yeah.
What happened to Worcester sauce and spicy tomato?
Spicy, yeah, they were good. They were good.
They were the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like the sauce ones personally. I like them both.
I think they are all only to be found
bending
in
machines.
Swimming pool with bending. Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that. It's why do some... Sometimes, you know, you go into a corner shop that has an array of mental crisps and it's brilliant. Yeah, it's like you've walked into like some sort of paradise. I don't understand why some things are so prominent and others aren't.
Mm. For me, like going into like corner shops in places you haven't been before is a bit like when people go around kind of knick-knack stores or antique stores looking for that rare gem.
Yes.
And you walk in somebody like, oh my God.
Tangy Toms.
Yeah. Tangy Toms.
They're a staple as well.
You know, even something simple like chipsticks. My local one's got chipsticks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get chipsticks. And you can still get them, but they're not very common.
Yeah. See, my favourite for that, right? This is, I think, the boundary of my comfort zone I've worked out is, you know, when you're in the shop that's not the nearest one to you, but the one further along that you only have a reason to go to if like you've gone some weird route for some reason. Yeah. As well. It's like, that is like a parallel universe where everything is the same. Like, what would my life be like if I'd moved 4 minutes down the road instead of where I am now? So yeah, they're always good for weird crisps for some reason. So yeah, those are the ones I remember. Obviously, you've got the classics like Hula Hoops and, actually I remember sort of beef and onion Walkers being just like a meat crisp being a strong thing.
Yeah.
And I think as well, when we were younger, presumably our taste buds were better. I remember flavours being
stronger. Everything
was more delicious.
I was definitely happier.
Do they weaken?
Yeah.
Taste buds weaken?
I don't know if they weaken so much as they change.
They start liking olives and things.
Exactly, yeah. And then you get into that sort of stuff as you're older. So, yeah, I am very, very passionate crisp aficionado.
Good man.
I mean, I'd imagine that there are cells dying all over your body from the moment we're born, really. So, yeah, they probably do weaken.
Thanks, Ads.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
We're really going to pick up around 40, so...
Rainbow of thought. 1% of your muscular mass every year from the time you're 40. So that's something to look forward to. Right, shall we crack on with the first bag?
Yes. Jim, what's it going to be? What is your first desert island?
The first one I'm going to bring in is the Walker's Sensations lemon chicken and thyme, because they're quite an intense crisp, because I felt like I needed a meat crisp, and chicken crisps aren't normally my bag, but the combination of flavours in this is really, really good. And if you get one of the big bags, they're massive as well. You get like a slightly smaller bag where the crisps themselves aren't as big, as well as being a pathetic amount. But I think that the absolute baseline for that is Roysters. Like, Roysters would be a great if there were just more of them.
T-bone steak. Are
they my three?
They were in your three.
Yeah, they're an excellent crisp. Even big bags, it's a tiny amount. It's mad. So, yeah. So, but these are sort of the opposite of that. When you get a proper big bag of these, it's full up. The crisps are really big, and it's like they've been they have been seasoned. It's like it's a grown up crisp, and I like it.
It is a bit of a grown up crisp sensations.
Yeah,
I do worry about them. They do feel a little bit too dinner party.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm hoping to host quite a few soirees on the island. Because we're stranded, we don't need to sort of, give up our...
Right, let's dive on in,
haven't they?
The nose is strong, for sure. First things first, Jim, what I have to say, I'm afraid, is they're not lemon and thyme.
Are they not?
Chicken and roasted chicken and thyme.
It does say on the back, with aromatic notes of lemon and peppery thyme.
Well, there we go. Right. That's like a cheeky addition.
Lemon thyme as opposed to lemon rind.
Lemon thyme.
So, that's a nice crisp.
Yeah,
I've got nothing against them. It's stocky.
Reminiscent of chicken skin a little bit with the crisp.
Yeah.
And the crunch.
It tastes like roast chicken with lemon thyme. I'm not going to lie.
That's the sensation I'm getting.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is, it's quite rare, isn't it, that a crisp, if it's got a sort of quite highfalutin flavour,
that actually
matches it. And this does.
Well, it's rare for any kind of meat crisp to actually, if you put any meat crisps out usually and said, what flavour is that? What meat is that? And what's it coming with?
Mm.
You would kind of eat it like, it's beef and onion, or I think that's rump steak or something.
Yes.
You would kind of go, meat crisp.
Yeah.
Meat crisp. I think you'd call that as a chicken.
Yeah. Are they a posh crisp, Jim?
I think they are a gateway crisp.
Yeah.
Into the sort of upper echelons of posh crisps.
They're social climbers.
Yeah, yes. very much so.
They came from a working class background, but they're earning the same as all their friends who came from middle high, upper middle class backgrounds.
They didn't necessarily go to university, but they made their own way. And, you know, now they still sometimes feel a little bit
kind of self-conscious about dropping their H's and things like that.
Absolutely.
And they might kind of chastise themselves when their friends leave and be like, God, you've got to keep it together. Yeah, you've got to keep doing it.
God, they brought Waitrose crisps. That's shown me up there. Yeah. But yeah, I think they are very much a sort of, they are an aspirational crisp.
Nice. Okay. Would you have them with a sandwich?
In like a crescent, in like an Alan Partridge crescent of crisps style thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I think I would. And also, they're quite robust. They have quite a lot of structural integrity, so I think
you could dip them.
You could dip them, and also while on the island, I think I could shape them into the shape of a chicken, because I imagine very quickly everyone on this island would go mad.
Oh yes.
So I think that'd be quite a useful little gateway into the life that I'd left behind.
Fair.
I'm not a big meat crisp. I'm not a huge fan of these, but I tell you what I want to do with these. I want to crush up the entire bag into shards, pour them into a pot of KFC gravy, and eat and drink it.
Sam. Normally, when you come up with these absurdities, I look down on you with embarrassment and shame. This time, no, my friend.
Spot on.
Yeah, no,
that's
you're right.
The best idea you've ever had.
Lumpy, crispy, crunchy, bitty gravy.
There's no reason we can't do that after this.
No.
We've got a packet here. There'll be a KFC somewhere.
Oh, mate, South East London, there's bound to be one.
So, you know, we've talked about crisp toppings as a topping for a pie before.
Yep.
Fish pie.
Because it's potato, right?
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, the fish pie vibe.
Yeah.
But with a chicken pie.
Yeah.
Like a chicken and mushroom pie.
Yeah.
With that as a crunchy topping.
Yes, with some melted butter and Worcester sauce.
Instead of pastry. Should turn that off.
What's that?
I think the C's just sent me an email.
Still check the email though, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Just someone saying thanks for sending an email.
So, final thoughts on the sensations. Sam.
Mm.
I don't like sensations crisps.
What?
But I prefer those to the sweet chilli.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not mad about sweet chilli crisps in general, actually.
I'm not really mad about sweet chilli.
Yeah, fair.
My problem with these is I don't know when I'm going to eat them. A bag that size, like, I'm not going to crack that for lunch.
No.
Do you know what I mean? If I'm having a party, I'm not putting out sensations.
You're going one way or the other.
Yeah.
What are you putting out at a party?
I'm going, like, old school vibes. I'll probably just put out what I've got in my cupboard. I'll tell you what I've got in my cupboard right now. I've got T-bone steak roysters, I've got scampi fries, and I've got bacon fries. They'd be going out.
That's a good party.
That's what's going out.
Am I to believe, though, that these are the only food on the island that we have?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Right, okay. Well, that was in my thinking with a big bag. But, you know, obviously, it's, you know.
Well, you have multiple, though, Jim.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in all fairness, if he's going for a little travel around the island, he doesn't want to have lots of little bags on him. He might want to take one big bag, and that way...
Do you know what you could do, Jim? You could fashion some kind of rucksack out of this. Just put a couple of, like,
bits of reed or something.
And reed around the top, down the bottom.
Yeah.
Just go off on your trek.
And we'll talk big, about one of these sensations bag.
I think it's better.
Big bag of sensations, yeah.
Could we pull our empty bags and try and tie them up really tightly and eventually make a raft to perhaps try and find nearby islands that might have more crisps on
them? Why would you? Oh, right. I thought you said you were going to want to leave, but then you really pulled that back. I was putting my thumbs in your eyes.
why leave Valhalla?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely got to be some foray into the water. We were debating earlier whether Pringles tubes could be used.
Yeah.
Obviously, they would fill up with water, so we decided that we'd blow in them and put the lid on very quickly so as to fill them with air.
I think these are going to come very handy on a Sunday when you're really missing Blighty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do think you'll...
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be like, oh, I wish I was down the pub with my mates.
Having a roast.
Yes, they're a meal crisp, aren't they? I could sit down and not... I could have a little couple of crisps for breakfast, not touch any crisps for, like, 5 hours, sit down with my large bag of sensations upon a table, perchance.
Yeah.
And maybe even fashion a knife and fork.
And the good thing is, as you're going kind of mental as well, you could probably hallucinate that you're actually having a meal. Someone could be the waiter for you, and you'd be sat at this little rock going, oh, I'll have the chicken, please.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Shall we crack on with your second choice?
Yeah,
please,
well,
Jim?
We're going to, on the social mobility theme, we're actually going to think even more of ourselves. Uh-oh. Right now, and we're going to go for. Can I see the bag just to get the name exactly right? Marks and Spencer's salt and black pepper combo mix. Now, I'm fairly new to this. I bought it for a party once, and
you know, did they immediately ask you to leave?
No, it was a party I was hosting, actually.
All right.
And
did they immediately ask you to leave?
They did.
Get out of your house.
But, I'm still there, and they won't shut up about me leaving. But I'm not going anywhere. So I bought them for a party, and you know when you put crisps out in a bowl for a party, and very quickly, like, you've eaten the bowl and you're sort of refilling them. They're just really good. Like, the pepper is quite intense, and they come in a variety of shapes. So I thought this would be ideal if you've only got a finite amount of crisps that you can have left in your life.
So, valid point.
And actually,
that's a good idea.
They have the tubes in there as well, which I could think back to Tubaloops or tubes or tubes and loops, whatever those damn things are called.
Whatever it is.
See, they have the often underrepresented wheel.
Crisp wheel.
Yeah,
Which you only really see these days in a Bobby's Beef Grill.
Yes, that's
a nice wheel. I do like a Bobby's Beef Grill.
Absolutely.
Did they transform?
So the Bobby's do like a sort of version of this, which obviously is not as classy. And actually, those sort of the puffs we were talking about are slightly represented here with the texture of the wheel and also the shape of one of the other shapes.
Isn't the wheel made of the same stuff that a French fry is made of?
That seems looks about like right. Yes, yeah, I think that's right. So they're all different textures as well. So really, I'm cheating a little bit because this is four crisps in one.
Very good.
You play by the rules. You've gamed the system.
Yeah, exactly.
You've made some solid points here.
Yeah. No, I've got to say, Marks & Spencer's combo mix, salt and vinegar combo mix, I love.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
There is.
And they're absolutely banging.
And there's a cheese and onion one as well. And I think possibly like a sweet chili version of that as well. But
all of those can go away.
Exactly.
I tend to look down on salt and pepper crisps because I feel like, salt and pepper. You know?
However, Sam, and now this is me playing devil's advocate rather than actually promoting an opinion.
Yeah.
Surely a salt and pepper crisp isn't a million miles away from a salt and vinegar crisp.
I know, but salt and vinegar tastes better, Tom.
Good point.
Well, I remember it has got litres of vinegar in it.
Yes, it does.
Got a 5-litre box of sarsens at all times.
A box? Like a box of wine?
Like something you'd put fuel in.
5 litres.
Like a jerry can.
Like a jerry can, yeah.
You should keep it in the back of your car just in case.
Clean the windows?
No, in case you run out of petrol and then you can just fill that up.
I'm not going to pour away the vinegar.
Can I request that you roof us these?
Yes. Well, you've
got the skills. My teeth are not good for this.
My thinking with not having a salt and vinegar crisp was that I'm going to be eating a lot of them. and sort of vinegar crisps, you get that thing where you sort of cut the side of your mouth.
So the lining of your face comes
off. Yeah. Pringles in particular, sort of vinegar Pringles are lethal, absolutely lethal.
Have you ever eaten an entire tube of Pringles in one sitting?
Probably.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
If you I've done a whole tube of salt and vinegar Pringles a few times in a sitting.
As this isn't going very well.
And it does.
Why are you opening them with your mouth?
So we had Rufus Hound on. He showed us a way of opening a kind of sharing bag of crisps. But basically, you start spiralling in an outward fashion. Clockwise.
Until it looks like a thing of tissues in the back of a taxi.
Ah!
That's
brilliant. That is genius.
I may have gone a twist too far, but...
I don't think I'll have the physical skills to pull that off. I once cut my hand open opening a bottle of wine because I realised far too late it was actually a screw top. I was just like shredding metal. So I'm quite impractical with these things.
Right, I'm going to get one of each. Let's talk our readers through. So we have some kind of
I think one of each is how to do number. It.
I'm going in with the tube.
Tube number. Oh, what's this man?
Yeah.
Some mad little shell tin.
We can put the shell over the tube.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got a ridged square.
Especially if you're feeling lonely, that would feel good.
Yeah.
What else
we presumably
got?
We all will be despite having each other.
Yeah. So is there four?
There are four, yeah. There's the wheel, the little wavy thing that you can use as a sort of plate, the shell, and the tube.
Okay. Tubes are good, man. I miss this shape.
Yes, the wheel is very much like a French fry, a little lighter. Halfway between a French fry and a quaver, I'd say.
I have to say, I feel like I remember them being pepperier.
They're not hugely peppery, but I don't know. I really like them.
That's a peppery crisp, in my opinion.
Mm.
I'm going for a little weird little shell thing.
Variety really is the spice of life, because...
Well, vinegar is the spice of life.
Vinegar is the spice of my life.
So you presumably have some sort of vinegar crisps with you. Could I borrow your empty packets and like rub them on my crisps to change the flavour, or is that cheating in the world of the island?
I think that's cheating.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I want, right?
But I'm going to be emitting so much sort of vinegar tang.
I wish they'd do is have like a little wheel that was salt and black pepper, and then have the tube, salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
Then
have
the ridgy square thing.
Like a cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion, or like a spicy tomato, perchance.
Yeah. I don't think they'd flavour each other as well.
Yeah.
Because whenever those things are mixed, or crisps are mixed in a bowl, it's always fine, isn't it? I was in a pub recently and they sold crisps by the pint, and it was great.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good idea. What pub was that?
Oh, but then you'd be going for the Hoy Arms in Camden.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Mm.
You'd be going for the least kind of. You'd be going for scampi fries as opposed to. Bloody quavers.
Mm. For sure.
You'd be upset if the glasses had just come out the dishwasher, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
That'd be like...
Which at the Hawley Arms, they always have.
I love these. The reason I love them is, I think in my top three, if I was to have a top three, if anyone was ever interested in what they were...
We should do an extra...
we'll do that when we're really desperate for content.
Yes.
I love any of the party snacks available from any shop. Like the Sainsbury's sour cream and chive combo mix...
Okay. Oh yeah,
really good.
Okay,
it's like similar shapes.
It's pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same place.
I'd like to see the salt content of these because
are crazy salty.
God dang, that's a salty meter bar.
Well, that's the problem with that kind of opening, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, here we are. It's in the front. Salt 13%. It's in the reds.
No, not 30%.
Of your recommended daily intake
per 30 gram
per crisp.
Wow. No, per 30 grams.
How many grams in that pack?
Oh, I've ripped your thing off.
In total?
Well, there's nearly a gram of salt in a little bag, which is a huge amount. So if you ate six bags of that, that's your daily salt content there.
Well, what we can say for sure is there's a lot of salt in it. Would you say a lot of salt?
Yeah, and so if there was vinegar in it, there wouldn't need to be so much salt.
I agree, actually, sir.
These would go beautifully with beer.
But they are salt and vinegar, though, aren't they? The ones you're talking about. So
yeah.
Presumably that would be similar.
I'd hope that they'd actually knock the salt down. Kind of balance it out.
I remember them being pepperier.
Yeah.
But then maybe I've become taste blind.
That's
the
first time I've eaten a salt and pepper crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually liked it.
I was ready to mock you for these, Jim.
Yeah, they're really good.
See, that's what I thought when I bought them.
But here I am pretending to smoke a tube. That's another glorious thing, isn't it?
Retreat to the drawing room.
Just remembering when we did smoke.
Yo, Sam, say me letters on your tube, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, two's on that tube. Two's on that tube.
Jim, well done, mate.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, sir,
I'm glad to convert you.
I never thought... I mean... Sam, are you okay?
I thought I saw something.
No. Oh, wait, hang on. What is that?
Oh, my God, is that Jambalushi?
No, it ain't John Belushi. Look.
You sure?
It's Steve Stephen. Hang on.
Oh, hello, mate.
Stephen.
How you doing, buddy?
Look, what's he doing? Hang on.
What's he got in his mouth?
He hasn't got crisp in his mouth.
What's he got?
He's got For Freshness the Seal in his mouth.
Got bloody seal in his mouth, mate.
Ah, Stephen. And For Freshness.
Hello, mate.
Hello, For Freshness.
How you doing?
Jim's no idea what's going on right now.
It's For Freshness the Seal.
So, Jim, we have a segment.
Mm-hmm.
Normally.
Obviously.
Stephen the Seagull. Stephen the Seagull comes in.
Nice.
Delivers some foreign crisps.
Okay.
We have a chew on. And then we give the opportunity to swap them for one of yours.
Okay.
However, instead of bringing us some foreign crisps, he's dropped in For Freshness the Seal, who's another inhabitant of the island, who instead of bringing foreign crisps, brings kind of wacky crisps.
Okay.
So, it's convoluted.
Yeah,
I like it.
We keep forgetting that we're on an island and talking about like living in Croydon and stuff.
Yeah, I think you've done very well to get both a seagull and a seal in such on-brand manners, I have to say.
So this week, For Freshness has flapped over some Andy Capps hot fries, corn and potato snacks.
See, this used to be a thing, didn't it, where you would have crisps that were a spin-off from something. Like another thing I remember from childhood was the Thundercats crisps.
Actually
I think were similar to one of the shapes that's in Sainsbury's.
They were the wheels. Were they the wheels?
Were they the wheels or were they the shells?
How's this passed me by, man?
But yeah, and also I think there were Ghostbusters crisps, and I'm fascinated to see how Andy Capp is now joining that pantheon.
And at the top left it says 0 grams trans fat. And I can only... now it's difficult because Andy Capp was sort of a little Englander, wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't he sort of like a wife-beating drunk, to quote Homer Simpson?
So probably that thing that says 0 grams trans fat is probably quite an offensive statement for Andy Capp.
Yeah, and it's also probably a lie as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are we sure these are from England? Because I went to search Andy Capp's crisps, and the first result was Andy Capp's chips.
Well, these
on Google.
Hot fried. Well, my brother-in-law gave me them, and he reckons he bought them in England, so I'm going to go with that.
Chicago, they're from Chicago.
Great, you fucking like them.
What? £2.75?
Yeah, but they're made in Chicago. What? £2.75 for those? Whoa.
So they are foreign crisps.
Let's have a go.
But Andy Capp is
a bit like thin chipsticks.
How's Andy Capp big in America? What?
They are the colour of a turbo, what's it?
Colour of a turbo, what's it?
The exact same consistency. Ooh.
They're very strange. They've got almost a neutral taste when you put them in your mouth.
Oh my
God.
And
then they get very hot very quickly.
And then, hang on.
Oh my God.
There's like an eggy vibe as well.
Yeah.
Or egg flavoured crisps.
Yeah. So it's like nothing going in, and then it's like a horse's vomit, and then it's just really spicy.
I bet you £1,000 Adam loves these.
Right. They're not a daytime crisp. But I think if we were all sat around here with a pint of Hepcat in one hand,
I'd pour the Hepcat over those fucking monsters and kick them off the table.
They're disgusting.
They taste like wasabi.
Okay.
It tastes like heat that hasn't come, it's just come from a chemical.
Yes.
Like,
to trick your heat.
I'm just getting eggs, man.
The colour is gross, and it's
eggs.
Just eggs, the overriding.
They remind me of those ones we had from Nepal.
Yeah.
And you ate those, you're like, oh, what's that really weird egg taste? You look on the back, it's like, eggs! It's just full of eggs.
Egg flavoured crisps.
So, Jim.
We're about to have a salt and pepper wheel.
Do you want to know a little bit about these crisps?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely, right.
Okay.
Well, Tom, the expert, you can tell us all about. Where are they from, Tom?
Sure. So, they're from the southern state of Ichita within Chicago. They were.
That's a staggering lack of knowledge about how state and city structure in America works.
Go on, Ads. I'll let you, Ads.
Yeah,
I'll
let you. Let Ads have a go. Let him in, Tom. Let him in. You were nailing it, mate, but let him in.
I know.
Let him have a go, Tom.
I'm an open door.
Andy Capps is an American brand of flavoured corn and potato snack made to look like French fries. The product was created in 1971.
What?
By Goodmark Foods Incorporated, which licensed the name and likeness of the comic strip character Andy Capp from publishers Hall Syndicate. Until recent years, the strip was featured on the back of packages. In 1998, Goodmark Foods was acquired by ConAgra Foods, which manufactures and distributes the product to this day.
That is fascinating to me. What a bizarre piece of synergy that is. It's like Hagar, the Viking, that had a comic strip in the Sun, having a brand of, I don't know, eggs in Nepal. Like, why? Georgian Lin themed ice cream in India.
Isn't it a bit like us having like married with children crisps?
Yes, with yes, like it's kind exactly of, yeah, like that.
Happy Days crisps.
So oh, weird.
Could have gone for those. That'd
you could. You can have a great advert for them. Sunday, Monday, Happy Days, chump. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Is that
happy
the
days,
only
chump
thing you're doing in the advert? Is you're changing
Thursday,
you're
Friday, Happy Days, chump. Happy Days crisps, chump. Chump and Happy Days.
Is that the advert? Is that all you're doing?
Just adding eating sounds.
I'd buy Rainbow crisps.
Fonzie flavours.
You know, like the kids' TV show, Rainbow. I'd buy those.
What flavour are they going to
be? I've got another jingle for that one if you want. Up above the skies and houses, chomp. I'm gonna eat some crisp, chomp, chomp.
Well, they could be a little orange ball, couldn't they? Because they look like Zippy.
Like Zippy,
yeah. Mm.
And then the pink ones
would be manatee. Prawn flavour. Like George.
What flavour is the guy?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what flavour is
pedophile
he?
Pedophile flavour.
You can't call him a pedophile because he's on a kid's show, it's not fair, and he died.
I thought he was, though.
Can't you call all of
them? There's not.
Okay, we'll cut that out.
Jim, do you like these Andy caps?
I do not.
Shall I throw them in the bin?
Yeah, I think so.
Get out of here, Andy. Go on, go back to Chicago.
Chicago, weirdly.
But what a mad bag to have them.
Yeah.
Mad bag.
Do you know what?
Years from now, we'll be like, do you remember when we had that mad bag on?
Jim, would you please present to us your third and final Desert Island crisp?
I've gone for a classic.
Yeah.
I figured I needed a cheese crisp.
Okay.
And I feel that the best available, because I didn't want to have all posh crisps as well. I wanted to have something a little bit corner shop and a little bit of a link to my childhood.
In case the island becomes factioned as well. And I was at school, I was bullied for being posh.
Really? Yeah. I'd need these crisps, I think, to show that I'm actually...
Like an uncle. Like an uncle who lived on the estate. I'm cool. My uncle lives on the estate.
Yeah, exactly. My granddad fought in the war.
For the other side.
I've chosen Watsits. Chosen really cheesy Watsits. I think they're the best cheese crisp in that bracket. And they're a classic.
Yeah.
Although they were a weird one in sometimes... Someone explained this to me once and I forget the details of it, but I think there might be a seasonal crisp. Because you know how sometimes they're terrible? They're all like too fluffy and a bit dry, and then other times they're amazing.
Look at the colour.
They're smaller than I remember.
Every time, Tom. Every time. This is not me. I'm going to go. Same thought. Every time I open a bag of Watsits, I look at them and I go, they're bigger.
And I don't think it's because my hands are bigger.
I think your hands are definitely bigger than when you had them as
well. Oh, these are smaller.
They are.
Hang on.
They're not smaller.
Hang on. I've got to go and get a bag from the kitchen.
Hang on.
They're not... Adam, they're not two different sizes.
If there's two different sizes of Watsits,
this
could be breaking news.
Yeah. So big Watsit might be in trouble. while Adam's getting those, one of my favourite... This is one of my favourite football facts, and this is the perfect way to sort of do this kind of crossing the streams podcast thing. Gary Lineker has now been selling crisps for longer than he ever played football.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
How long is that?
Oh, it's something like... 25 years, maybe?
He's been advertising Walkers,
it might even be longer than that.
Imagine how many second holiday homes he's bought in Tenerife with that money.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would just be like, I would just commission a house to be made out of crisps.
Why not? They've probably done it for him already.
Just make me a house out of crisps.
Now,
they're the same size.
Good on, mate. I was going to open the discussion up about Jim claims these are the best, most flavoursome, cheesy crisp.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know, you got to lump in the old Doritos in there.
I'm not crazy about Doritos, and I don't really know why.
The texture.
Do you know what it is, though?
Corn. It's too corny. It's boring.
Cool Original is the flavour that I relate to most, based on my personality.
Yeah.
But they just don't... You know, they're not one... I almost don't consider them a crisp. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, because they advertise themselves as being like this sort of cocky newcomer. It's like, it's more like a sort of nacho. And I feel like that stuck in my head. It's like when Frisps came along and claimed they were going to kill the crisps. It's like, well, you are crisps.
Yeah.
And you're just fine crisps.
God, they were good.
They were, but they were doomed to fail, weren't they?
You still find them every now and then.
See, this is it. What is the sort of stocking of
the nation's like eight bags a year?
Exactly, yeah.
It's like a golden ticket, isn't it? Like within every sort of bag of Walkers, it's like one bag of Frisps.
Yes. Smoky Bacon Discos, that's another one. I've gone on some sort of like.
I didn't know you get Smoky Bacon Discos.
You're killing me, man.
No, they were great. They were great.
Frazzles.
Yeah, the thing with Frazzles is that. And you get this with chip sticks as well.
Oh, it might mean Razzle. That's a porn mag, isn't it?
Razzle's a porn mag. Right. Frazzles are the bacon crisps.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. they stick in your teeth very badly, don't they? They're chip sticks. That's the.
They have a secondary market, though, what's it? So what I quite like about them. You have them, and then about an hour later, round two.
Yeah. Because if you eat enough Watsits quick enough, you can build a gum shield.
Yeah.
Made out of entirely cheesy maize.
Could we perhaps chew Watsits into a raft?
Yeah.
I reckon if you
harden
them up,
it in the sun.
Yeah.
Mulched it. Yeah. Let's give it a whirl.
We'll have time.
So were you going to suggest a better crisp?
Well, I was, until I started eating these.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
I realised these are the best cheesy crisps.
They are the best.
Yeah.
Quavers are great, but they're too thin, which is the point of them. I get that. They're great, but I wouldn't eat them as regularly.
No. And Watsits are a drinkable crisp as well.
Yes.
You open the bag up and...
Yes.
You just
absolutely.
Crush them and... Oh.
I think in...
podcast friendly.
In the sort of... Street Fighter 2/ Mortal Kombat version of our crisp tournament, Watsits would have to fight Quavers in a giant titan of a match.
Yeah. I disagree. Oh. I think Watsits are like a orange cheese. So I think they'd have to go up against another orange cheese.
Like a Cheeto.
Yeah, like a Cheeto.
Yeah, well, maybe on the way to the semi-finals.
But yeah. the grand final of cheese.
Yeah.
It's going to be Quavers versus Watsits.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Because
they're opposite ends of the stream.
It's like the Champions League.
Yeah.
Yes. So Quavers are like Real Madrid. And Watsits are like Arsenal.
Watsits are not Arsenal.
I feel that Watsits are the crisp... That's name sounds most like the crisp tastes and sort of is. Mm. Does that make sense? I know it's quite an abstract way to think, but.
Give us a Watsit. Well, yeah, because they look like little Watsits, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like little bugs, like little Watsit. What's that? What's it? Yeah. What's it?
Oh, what's that?
Little
Watsit.
What's it?
It's the Watsit. Have you seen the other Monster Munch that you get in like. European airport.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're like little.
Duty frees.
Little ghost things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always fascinates me.
They're thinner, aren't they?
Yes.
They're more like. What would you compare them to, Jim, within the UK?
You know what? I don't know if I've even eaten them, which seems negligent on my part.
They do
like. A Space Raider or something like that?
No, thinner, like a pom bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're thinner and lighter. I think they come in like ham and cheese and like. Foreign flavours like paprika and stuff like that.
Paprika flavour.
Jesus. But yeah. Are they called? They're called Monster Munch as well. They're not something else.
No, it's very, very much the same.
Well, Jim, what's it?
Do you not find, because Tom's got a version to milk.
Right.
Do you not find those milky?
Milky?
Do you know
that's
what?
Interesting.
Cheese crisps.
I never do until you say the word milk.
Milk.
And now I'm like,
there's something milk in it. I think you're onto something there.
Oh, can you imagine if you bit
just a lot of cream now?
If you bit into a Watsit and in the middle it was just perfectly ice cold like milk. It's like, yeah, I like it that.
Until I start some Heston Blumenthal.
So they back to my cupboard for months and that's perfectly fresh, ice cold whole milk. Like a cylinder of cold milk in every single Watsit.
Nope.
No, that would be the advert.
Not today.
Like the Cadbury's advert, but it'd be like a cylinder of milk, a thimble of milk, as it pours into each Watsit. You see the milk just going into the Watsit.
Have you ever had, you know, Lindt, the chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they do the balls.
The Lindor.
And they do like the bars as well.
Mm.
The white chocolate Lindt or Lindor bars have like a gooey centre that is something to behold. I don't have much of a sweet tooth. I tried this thing and I was making some noises that I'd never made before.
I love a bloody Lindor.
Oh, mate.
But that's got milk in it.
Oh, just leave me alone about milk, yeah? Jim, what's it? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing them.
How many times have they been in now?
A few, you know.
Jim, I feel like these are like total classics here.
Yeah.
You must have thought of some... you must have been going, right, what are my classics? What did you discount... On your way to Watsit?
The roast beef Monster Munch, I have to say, because I found I've not been eating them so much lately. And I don't know why that is, but they've just sort of fallen off my radar a little bit.
So you don't want to look like an 8-year-old, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it's that.
Is it because they hurt the roof of your mouth?
It could also be that, yeah.
But they get in the teeth so bad.
They
as well.
Are like the size of a fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Skips, man?
I like skips, but again, like, there is no amount that's enough. With, I think even infinite skips would feel like not enough, and they're very, very light, and I like that. But occasionally hula hoops are like the big ones that they do now. Actually, something I really like, I didn't bring it on because it's too boring, but I think the salted McCoys are amazing.
Just plain
like
McCoys.
In terms of, if you are going to have a plain salted crisp, that is the one.
I don't
to
think
do
I've ever had them.
No, I don't tend to eat any plain crisps.
No,
really.
Nor me. I ain't picking them up.
No,
I'm going straight for the old S&V.
Old S&V, isn't it?
So to summarise, Jim, you have brought to the island the roast chicken and thyme sensation crisp.
With aromatic notes of lemon and peppery thyme.
Thank you, Sam. You doing that voice with a what's it moustache is particularly attractive.
I have not shaved recently, yes.
Jim, you've also brought in the salt and black pepper
combo mix.
Yeah, combo mix from Marks and Spencer.
Definitely the surprise highlight of the day.
I'll give you that.
I know.
Give
I was as shocked as you when I opened them.
And your final choice was the What's It.
Classic.
The reliable What's It. You can't go wrong with a What's It, guys. Yeah. Jim, I don't know if you knew this, but your choices are not over yet, my friend.
Oh, really?
There is more joy to be had.
Oh, excellent.
To go with your crisps, you may also have a dip, Jim Campbell.
Yeah, I'm not a big dip person, but, you know, I would think maybe a...
And you've not like really... A, you're not, well, with the exception of the sensations. Well,
they're not really dippable crisps, are they?
Well, maybe the M&S that's one, a good scooper. That's a little ridgy one in there.
Yeah. Actually, that's like a little shovel, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I would probably go for like a peri-peri hummus, I think.
Ooh, okay, peri-peri hummus.
Yeah, just to add a bit of spice, add a little bit
Because it's not a very spicy selection, is it? It's like a 1990s Mondeo selection.
Yes, it is. I was very sort of conscious of that.
It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Especially with the Mondeo. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. When you get one, you'd be like,
reliable.
Outside looking in, I'm going, that's quite Mondeo. Inside, I'm going, it's Mondeo.
Yeah. An outsider choice was actually another sort of sensations, which were the lime and chutney.
Lime
crisps again that work.
Fantastic.
They are like little poppadoms, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, like discos are actually, weirdly.
Well, and roysters are like poppadoms.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But alas, there wasn't room on the raft.
Okay. Yeah. So, peri peri hummus.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit of a fusion, isn't it? Peri peri hummus.
Yeah, well, exactly. Because, I mean, my flavours are limited, so I think I'm going to have to, like, be quite creative with how I get more in.
That's a good idea.
I'd imagine there'd be some very angry Greek people. Or Turkish.
We've not had a single... No, we've just had English people on the podcast, so...
Yeah, we've had an American or two.
Not had any Turkish or any Greek people yet.
No,
that's true. I don't really know a lot.
I know a Turkish guy. Should we get him on?
Let's get him on. What does he do?
Not much. Now, Sam, you're normally quite an anti...
I am.
Hummus mixing, aren't you?
Yeah, right. So literally yesterday I went into Sainsbury's to... No, 2 days ago I went to Sainsbury's to get some hummus. Hummus. And there was no hummus apart from red pepper hummus and
pesto hummus. Caramelised onion.
It was caramelised red onion hummus. It's like, fuck you, where's hummus? Be good to yourself, hummus. Organic hummus. There was no hummus. I was like... I immediately went out and voted Brexit Party. What's going on?
It's like you were going to shout Broken Britain then.
Broken Britain! that's a flashback. So normally I don't like the fusion with hummus because I feel hummus is enough. However, with this crisp selection, peri peri hummus.
Touché.
It makes good sense.
Fair enough.
And Jim, you also get a soft drink of your choice.
Okay, I think I would just go for a very classic sort of pure, like, fresh orange juice, like a Tropicana or like you get in a supermarket, because I really feel like I could just probably drink that forever.
Are you allowed juice?
Does that count? This is a good question.
Is it a soft drink?
I think there needs to be
Tropicana
an element of...
Process.
So it needs to be sort of carbonated? Or
processed in some way, as opposed to...
Processed
in some way.
You could have a Ribena.
But you can't have just squeezed orange juice, because that's too healthy.
The other day, got an Orangina. Set on the... Yes, this is yesterday. It said, shake it to wake it. Shook it to wake it. Opened it.
Shook it to wook it.
And it's just spunked everywhere. I remember it went...
So it's a booby trap.
What the fuck is that?
The entire concept of Orangina is a booby trap.
Yeah, I'm like the first guy to shake it to wake it. Like everyone's like, oh my God, did that guy actually shake it?
This is a tough one. So I can't have orange juice. I can't have just a generic supermarket fresh orange juice. Yeah. So I quite regularly treat myself to like a cherry Coke, right? Oh, but the thing with a cherry Coke is once you have one sort of on the reg, it's like the sort of cherry hit of it diminishes. Then you might, if you wait like 2 years and you have a cherry Coke, it is incredible.
Yeah.
It is brilliant.
Yes.
Actually, in my weird sort of, yes, this is what I would have. Can I have an old recipe for something?
Yeah,
or is that controversial?
All right, okay. Check it our way and then we'll see.
Cherry 7-Up.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I bet there's something up around.
Yeah, I bet you could get it. In fact, I think I saw it the other day.
Yeah, you can still get it. Yeah. I had one recently and it seemed a bit thinner than I remember.
Yeah, I saw one on the way here.
So I wanted to change it.
Yeah,
brilliant. Well, Sam, would you like to sum up Jim's finalities?
Yeah, we've got sensations, roast chicken. Mm-hmm. We've got salt and pepper, M&S salt and pepper combo mix. Do you need the words combo and mix?
Nah, no. You don't. It's a tautology. Mix.
I think you do need a combo mix, personally.
It's mainly the same thing, don't they?
Sounds good, though. Combo mix.
Oh, can I have a combination mixture? Is that, that's just a combination mixture? Would that just not mean it's completely unmixed, it's completely separate again?
Yeah, but you're trying to look at it from a kind of linguistically analytical mind, rather than just thinking combo mix is a pretty cool sounding thing.
This is exactly what's
wrong with society, Tom.
Isn't it? DJ combo mix. Got some Watsits, which I think we've decided is the best cheese.
Yeah.
We vomited completely over the Andy Cap, Andy Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? They've slipped through a hole from another multiverse. Yeah. That's what's happened.
100%. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's too weird to exist.
Yeah.
It's like a liger.
Isn't it? Just like, do you imagine if Andy Cap, who's like in the Daily Mail, had some crisps, but they were from Chicago, and they tasted like eggs.
Spicy eggs.
Yes. Just whatever you can say happened in the multiverse. Ah, don't bend my head, Dave. Don't bend my head. Fucking hell, they're here. They're fucking here. Andy Cap Chicago egg crisps. I'm going to leave my wife.
Yeah, they are something,
aren't they?
Well, no, they're loads of things at once.
Yeah, I'm looking at those crisps. I'm wondering if someone, like a traveller from another realm, is looking for them.
Do you know what as well, right? So, he did go to Chicago, my brother-in-law. Now I remember. But they've got an English...
You're spilling those as well.
Look, an English price point on the back of £2.75 on a little sticker. So he's clearly got these from one of those weird shops in a foreign country that sells like Heinz baked beans for like £4 and tomato soup and Marmite. So they're basically thinking these are a staple to the English diet.
Yes.
This American English shop.
Could it not just be that means $2.75?
Look. That's a pound sign.
Oh, maybe it is as well.
So it's
maybe bought them here.
Authentic.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Oh, do you reckon they're trying to pull one over?
I think so. They're going, hey, these crazy English guys, they'll be eating the Andy Cap chips.
Yeah, but they're American crisps, and that's an English price thing that they put on. So he's obviously bought them in England. Chicago. Do you know what? It's the multiverse. In this thing we're here from, they use pounds in America. We won the war of independence. That's what happened.
Exactly, yeah. So Andy Cap is
July,
like this.
July the 4th is fucking Andy Cap Day.
Andy Cap's basically Big Brother.
What else did you have?
Oh, we got a cherry 7-Up.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dipping the whole lot of this slightly Mondeo crisp selection into a super spicy peri-peri hummus.
Well done, Jim.
Well done. Thanks, guys.
Great selection. Thanks for having us.
Everyone listens to the Football Ramble, but everyone does.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, we'd always welcome more.
Don't push it, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anything to...
you can have all of our listeners if we can have all of yours.
Yeah, go. Well, yeah.
We'll take a fifth of yours. We'll put
it it's a bit like when you're at the end of the Monopoly and you just need it to end and you just start trading properties. Like, oh, will you take all of my oranges?
Yes, I will. I don't enjoy that in bit. There are some people, like our friend Dan, who will play that game to the bitter end, but I can't afford to pay it. Then give me Old Kent Road.
Jesus. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Good anything to plug?
My Edinburgh show is called Beef, and you can go to my website because I'm doing previews all over the country. So that's mrjimcampbell.com/live if you want to come see me do a preview. And there is a bit about crisps in the show, actually, because one of my biggest fears is bumping into someone I fancy when I'm eating a bag of crisps.
Oh, yes.
It's impossible to be sexy.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, with those tubes.
Yeah, it's a bit of a status thing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Eating a bag of M&S crisps, but this is a big bag, so I think think this that probably it. Cancels it out.
If you, yeah, if, you were carrying, road, yeah. If you were carrying them, she'd be like, oh my God, this guy's obviously something somewhere.
Having a
but if you're eating them, she'd be like, oh my God, that's instead of dinner, isn't it?
Yeah.
If she just sat down next to you and said, I also love these crisps.
I would just marry her there,
I think. Right, and then he'd put a hula hoop on
her
finger.
We'd be a really good, we'd be a really good combo, and she'd say mixture, and you'd say, no.
I feel like you would just appear through a portal from a multiverse.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no.
With a packet of, like, with a packet of John Fashanu fucking pickled onion wigwams. Oh, guy, he's mental there, I think.
A wooga.
Thanks for listening to Desert Island Crisps, and special thanks to Jim Campbell for this episode.
And thanks to Wide Awake for the new slamming theme tune.
And Phil Surtees for the freaky outro music.
Adam Loveday Brown for his production and editing skills.
And Ollie Kilby for the boss artwork.
If you like the show, please spread the word so we can keep on making it. People can find us wherever they get their podcasts from.
On social media, you'll find us using @DesertCrisps on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks again for listening. And remember, we'll be here.
Always.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.